Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse. Today, Wednesday, May 1st. It's a day off of the Trump trial. As will most Wednesdays, it seems like all Wednesdays during the trial, however long it lasts. Yesterday, Keith Davison on the stand. We've already done something about that. He'll be crossed on Thursday, and it should be interesting. Written, actually, a little piece about him. But first, the news. Here in Southern District today, we're going to be covering, yes, another Trump-related case. It's the Trump Media Insider Trading case, U.S. versus Gerulich. It used to be U.S. versus Schwartzman, but both of them pled guilty. And we wrote about it, and in fact, in jury selection, in the middle of jury selection, somebody read and announced to the other jurors that two people had pled guilty. There was a big controversy about whether the whole venire, as it's called, should be flushed out. It wasn't, but many people were. And now they're underway. And in fact, one of the lawyers for Gerulich yesterday, at the end of the day with the jury gone, promised or projected that today he will blast the government's story, or at least one witness, to smithereens. So be watching for that. We're going to be covering that quite closely. Now, at 2:15, quite close to here back in the state court that we're one day away from, Harvey Weinstein will be brought in from the hospital now that he's been not exonerated. His appeal was successful. 4-3 in the Court of Appeals. Too much information came in. Of course, he's going to remain in jail for a long time because he's gotten other convictions. Will he get a new trial? Does it make sense? They might. And today, they're going to be discussing it. I may or may not go over there, but anyway, I'll definitely be reporting the result. There are a lot of other sentencings. There are many things going on at the United Nations. Yes, we'll talk about it. Beginning of the month, there's a new head of the Security Council. Will they bring peace to Gaza? Well, the president is Mozambique. We've written to them and said, we have some questions for Mozambique, having a press conference today at 12:30. We want to know not just about Gaza, but what about an UNRWA, but we want to know about Cameroon, we want to know about Sudan, the many crises on the world that the UN has been failing on. We want to know what the president of the Security Council of Mozambique is going to do about them. No answer so far. I can excuse, maybe they're just kind of, I think their mission doesn't have a X or thread to count. But the UN as a whole, Antonio Guterres, he definitely does. In fact, he uses your tax money to promote himself, saying things like that he cares about the freedom of expression, but it's all a lie. The press that asks the hard questions is thrown out, and he's surrounded by zombies who just amplify his deep concern to absolutely no effect. Also, right behind me is Eric Adams just held a press conference that we're covering about the incursion, the cleansing, the raid of Columbia University. But that's a whole nother beat. InnerCityPress.com. We're covering it all. To be continued.